that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we talk with artist David Hoppe. His paintings were inspired by an exhibition of artwork by children, and his canvases are filled with surreal and abstract imagery, pulsing with vibrant colors. Hoppe's creations are currently on display at the James Snidel Gallery, downtown Chico. Also on today's program, we talk with Alyssa Woods, one of the designers who's putting together Frugal House, a display home in which each room is done by a different designer, cleverly using repurposed materials. Frugal House is being created as a fundraising event for the North State Symphony. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
In Reading, Riverfront Playhouse presents the classic madcap comedy, Charlie's Aunt. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2. The Orland Art Center opens its latest exhibit, Life View, Personal Perspectives. The painters showing their work, Janet Flanagan and Nancy Sackett, convey a genuine appreciation for the inherent beauty of animals and nature. If you visit the center between now and 7 o'clock tonight, you can meet the artists at a reception. At Chico's Blue Room Theater, a unique springtime tradition, Fresh Ink. Four brand new one-act plays written in just 1 week were freshly created for this event. At each performance of the Fresh Ink Festival, you can see the whole quartet of plays. The final three performances are tonight and tomorrow starting at 7:30, and Sunday starting at 2. Tonight, at Chico's Downtown Plaza, the Friday night concert features the classic rock sounds of Deaf Cats, starting at 7 o'clock. The Chico Art Center celebrates the talents of visual artists who have developmental disabilities at the new art show, Amazing Land. There's an artist's reception at the center tonight, beginning at 5 o'clock. At Paradise's Theatre on the Ridge, Outside Mulliger, a romantic comedy set in Ireland, on stage tonight and tomorrow, starting at 7:30. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Today is the birthday of Tony Award-winning composer Marvin Hamlisch. My whole thing, he explained, is not just to play music for people, but to make them part of the evening.
Join our visual art expert Dolores at an art gallery in the middle of Chico.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm at the James Snidel Gallery right across the parking lot from Civic Hall by the Hands, 254 East 4th Street. I'm speaking with David Hoppe, who has an exhibition of his paintings and prints here. David was just telling me a fascinating story about how his life changed direction dramatically upon seeing an art exhibition.
I haven't thought about this in literally years, so it must be 1968. I'm just out of the Army. I meet some people, and they take me to San Francisco to see a famous artist. Kind of weird, but they were having a show at the De Young, 8,000 pieces of children's art from the public schools. And I spent my entire day in that show, and I was absolutely blown away by children's art. And I got home the next day, and I went to an art store and bought a bunch of art supplies and started doing little drawings.
We need to know what you were doing just before you went to that critical art show.
Well, I'd just gotten back from Vietnam, and I was very discombobulated. I didn't know what I wanted to do or what I even wanted to be. I'd been a PE major and was supposed to become a coach, and somehow that just didn't seem relevant anymore. The children's art kind of gave me a frame of reference, I guess, and I started making these little drawings that I called mind drawings. And instead of being a diary of words, they were a diary of images. And I realized that in retrospect, I used to write poetry, and I look at that poetry now, I still have it, and it is absolutely horrible poetry. Because what it really is word pictures. I was drawing pictures with words.
Do you remember any of these?
God, I don't even know if I would be embarrassed to even say one. Yeah, let me see if I can remember. Crickets roar on boom beams, but night for me has one dimension blackness. A lonely room in gloom, no silver spoon or lover's tune, for you have gone. And so I sit, throwing pebble memories into time, while green cheese light filters through that night, exposing nude fairy tales. But I will laugh and drug myself on happiness, for in reality, you never came at all.
David, that's totally remarkable. And you know, as you were talking, I was looking around the room and I was seeing some of these images.
I've always been a very image person. I look back over my life and I was always much more visual than anything else. And I tried to be a musician at one time. I even went to a conservatory for music. I realize now in retrospect, I couldn't hear. I mean, even now I have a hard time hearing the chords change and stuff. I was never going to be a good musician. When I saw that children's art show, it just made sense to me. I decided to get a degree in art. I think I was old enough and smart enough to go, now, wait a minute. If I'm going to get a degree, that means I have to be serious. I can no longer just do these little mind drawings and do anything I want. I'm going to have to be serious, and I'm going to have to know something. My next thought was, well, what would I do as an artist? What's my job? I came up with this idea that I was not going to be an artist, I was going to be a visual entertainer. I've always thought of myself in the sense that I'm trying to entertain people's vision. I've never had any qualms about being famous or being important or anything. The art for me was just something internal. It was kind of a spiritual quest in a sense. Even now, I don't sign the work unless somebody buys it. I just stack it in the back room. I understand there's such a thing as an art world that has currency and all kinds of issues. I don't really care. I never cared underneath. All I want to do is do the work. I like the work to be colorful, and I want it to be at least some extent understandable, although it's very flat. I've always liked children's art and always been entertained by children's art. It's not really done for, quote, quote, art's sake, per se. It's always entertaining. Adults look at it and go, how cute, and let's put it on the icebox door, and things of that nature. And I think that's the way I want my work to be. I don't necessarily want it to have any political statement or any inherent heavy-duty philosophical statement. It may have. That may be there. But if it's there, it's not my intention. These are just colorful shapes and forms put on a canvas in a certain way, and I hope they're entertaining.
I'm looking at a work that has in the middle of it what looks like the silhouette of a house. And to me, there is a witch on a broomstick right in the middle.
Boy, if I had seen that, I could have easily put a few more shapes in there and made a witch. You know, in that sense, this is what I mean about picking things up, not necessarily intentionally. I mean, I know enough about art to know how the surrealists work, and obviously I use a lot of surrealistic techniques of picking up what's there, throwing color around in whatever I wouldn't be at all upset if the viewer saw a witch there. I would be happy if they saw a witch there. If you really look at my work, it's built on a very simple metric, so to speak, just basically geometric forms. Why I like those, I don't know. I think there's just a certain calmness that comes from those kind of forms, a simplicity. So I just put them together in various ways that I think are interesting. I usually start my work in a surrealistic technique where I just throw color all over. I'd call it garbaging up the canvas until the canvas is just a mess of abstract stuff. And then I draw over the top of that. As I start to paint, I may paint certain forms out. I may leave certain forms there. Some of the things you see, like that witch shape, that's probably been there since the beginning of the painting. And somehow I liked that form and just left it there and painted around it. Painting, in a way, is almost drudgery. I've got these little brushes and I'm painting around all these little shapes and stuff. And I go, why am I doing this, for God's sakes? At the same time, it's very meditative. I can just get lost and sit there for hours and paint around these things.
You were telling me about a painting that you actually hated for a long, long time as you worked on it. And yet here it is, and you have pulled it off, and now you like it.
Yeah, it's the first time I've seen it since I painted it. And it was just one that did not work. And I painted it over and over and finally just got it done. It just was so much drudgery, I just put it away. And now I see it sitting up there for the first time in a long time. I go, wow, that's not a bad little painting. That's kind of fun to look at. I think you asked me a little bit about the birds. Why all the birds? For one thing, they're like circles. Birds are easy to paint if you're not going to paint them realistically. They're a very simple form. By changing the beak or changing the feet or maybe a little touch of the wing, you can actually turn that bird almost like a circle. It doesn't matter where the sphere is, where you're looking at it. Wherever you put the shadow will tell you what position in space it's at. So I use them a lot, and basically the birds, I think, are a little bit like periods. They end the sentence, and they also are ways to cover up mistakes.
Let's go back a moment to the very long career you've had as an art teacher.
I love teaching it. I always thought of myself more as a teacher than an artist. I just liked the students. I liked working with them, and I never saw myself very much as a professor. I think I was too flippant.
We should let everyone know this was at California State University, Chico. And how long was your career there?
I worked there part-time for years when I taught public school. So I went and got an MFA, almost tongue-in-cheek, and lo and behold, by chance, got a job at Chico State.
Given your free spirit, how did you approach teaching, which has to have a kind of curriculum and certain set things that students learn?
Curriculum was no trouble for me. I mean, I was a public school teacher, so I understood curriculum. I always used to think that a lot of the instructors I worked with really didn't understand curriculum, but I kept my mouth shut. I was smart enough not to say anything. I liked to do assignments that were not open-ended, especially for the beginning students. In other words, not going, be free, little bird, just go create, which I thought was really tough on students. I tried to give them assignments that could be creative, but also have a matrix, so they'd have something to grab onto, something to learn from. And I think my best teaching was in the beginning classes. I love the beginning students. Graduate students were too esoteric and and full of themselves for me. They knew too much for me to deal with. I really like students who weren't art majors. Usually I discovered that the people that discover art seem to do better than people that want to be artists. I used to tell my students, if you think you're an artist, I can't help you.
Now that you're retired from teaching, and I won't say retired because artists do not retire, has your creative aspect of living changed?
All I ever wanted to do after I got out of the Army is paint. Just wanted to be left alone and paint. Now that I'm retired, I tell people it makes waiting for death worth it. All I do now is go out to my studio every day and just paint. Some days, I'll admit, I just throw paint around, nothing happens, but at least I'm out there, so I'm doing what I'd like to do. I finally have reached the pinnacle of where I really want to be. So did I answer the question?
Listeners may have more questions, and you will be at your reception, which is going to be June 29th, Thursday, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the James Snidel Gallery.
Thanks, Dolores. It was fun talking to you.
Thank you, David.
You can see those paintings by David Hoppe in the Snidel Gallery in Chico on 4th Street across from the Praying Hands sculpture. Gallery hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm seated on a lovely couch in the beautiful setting of A Beautiful Life Furnishings. I'm going to be speaking with the owner, Alisa Woods, about two things: her support of local artists, and then she's very involved with the Frugal House, which is a much anticipated benefit for the North State Symphony. Alisa, give us a little bit about your background and how you managed to settle in Chico.
I moved here about 2 years ago. I decided that I wanted to open a furniture store where I could bring really wonderful designs and eclectic items into a sweet little town. And I decided to come back to California. I had been living in Maui. When I came out to visit my brother and sister-in-law in Chico, my brother is Titus Woods. He's a local artist as well. When I landed here, I just found that I loved the quaintness of the town. I thought the artist community was wonderful, and I decided that this was probably a good place for me to land. And I was able to bring in my parents as well. So our whole family is living in Chico now. For the first time in 30 years, we're all in the same town. I decided to open this little furniture store, and part of my love and passion with interior design is also the artwork that goes along with it. My brother had a handful of people that he already knew in town. It was a really easy transition to start bringing in local artists and having local art shows about every other month so that we could show the art in a residential type setting. My mother has this wonderful saying that she's said to me my whole life, which is never buy the painting to match the sofa. So that sort of was always in the back of my mind as a way to show people how they could pull in the artwork and how they could make it work and absolutely fall in love with it and see it every day. Chico is a wonderful little town that has a ton of local artists that I've been lucky enough to be able to show here.
And you have a very well-known and much-loved artist who is going to be here for June and July.
I have Simone Sennett.
People can come here tonight and visit with Simone.
Absolutely. We are having an opening for Simone tonight from 5 to 8. Come on down and have a little cheer with us and a nosh and see these amazing pieces that she's been working on. Tonight should be a really fun event, and you can come in and chat with her and kind of find out all her little secrets.
I was looking at the pieces that you have on the website, and she's very concerned with environment and home and neighborhood, so it'll be something that will resonate with viewers.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Now, you became suddenly very involved in an event that happens once a year. It's a benefit for the North State Symphony, the Frugal House. How did you become involved with that, and what are you going to be doing for it?
I actually was lucky enough to have Daria Booth come into my store.
Daria Booth is the Advancement Director for the College of Humanities and Fine Arts, California State University, Chico.
She started to talk to me about the event. She gave me a little bit of the background about how they find an empty home and every room is parceled out to a different designer, how they have donated furniture put together with some wonderful flair. I did a little research and I looked back at prior years and I just was amazed at the quality of room furnishings put together from donated items. I love to upcycle things. I love to make an interesting eclectic mixture. And so I felt like this was right up my alley. I thought that's a wonderful way for me to be a little bit more into the community, to meet people that I haven't been able to meet being new to Chico, just to do good.
And it's a great opportunity to get some of the most inventive, decorative furnishings you'd ever want to have at extremely reasonable prices, plus you benefit the symphony. What are you doing for the Frugal House?
I had found a wonderful old hutch. It was just kind of your classic 50s kitchen hutch that hadn't been updated. I have a new paint line that I have brought into my store. It is a clay-based paint, and I have just become a furniture painting fool of late. We decided for the Frugal House that we would get a common color going, a wonderful green that I applied to this hutch, and then I did a little faux distressing on it, and we really just changed it from this basic little piece that you've seen 1,000 times to this piece that could be incorporated in any home. And we turned a stereo cabinet into a wet bar. We had Schaefer Design help us modify the cabinetry so that I have a flip top and a flip down mixing station that I've painted a keyboard on. It should be another really fun piece within the room.
You're doing an entire dining room.
I am. It's a big project, but my mother is helping me, and I have to say all the people through Frugal House have been just absolutely wonderful. It's really a very collaborative effort amongst people. There's no highbrow behaviors happening. Everybody is about making wonderful spaces, working together, and getting some good publicity and funds towards the North State Symphony. We have been very lucky to be working with Sorensen's Moving and Storage. They've been an integral part of collecting all the donations and then being able to place them out for us designers to come in and pick from. They have just been so wonderful to work with. Epic Homes is donating the home that we're going to be working on, and that home is actually located at 3166 Mariposa Avenue, Sycamore Creek Estates. We also have Hodges Nursery, and we have the News and Review who are helping out, North State Public Radio, and Glass 1900. All of these people have been donating their time and their efforts, and we're just so pleased to be working with them all.
And what's your mom doing?
Sewing a table runner out of some extra fabric that was donated. She has also helped me find different fun items. She's really good at organizing things, so she sort of keeps me in check. That's not really my strong suit. She's just been a wonderful supporter. We've been having the meetings here at my store in the evenings, and she comes down and helps me get a little wine out for everybody and some cheese and crackers, and we all sit, and it's been really fun for me to be able to work with her.
We want to let people know where to come to tonight's reception for the marvelous art.
A Beautiful Life Furnishings. We're located at 250 East 1st Street in downtown Chico, right across from the U.S. Bank, and we have a full parking lot ready for you guys to come on down. The event will be from 5 to 8 tonight.
And it's the art of Simone Sennett, who teaches at Butte College.
Yes, and we are very excited to have her in the showroom. Her artwork is just mesmerizing.
We want to know about how to get tickets for the Frugal House.
For Frugal House, you can come down and purchase tickets from me at my store. Zucchini and Vine and many other downtown retailers are selling tickets. You can find tickets on the Frugal House Facebook page. Otherwise, you can purchase your ticket at the event of the day. We'll be having a fun evening event, June 9th. That event, you will be the first people to look at everything, and you'll be able to purchase and start working on the silent auctions if you see something that you would absolutely love. We will have wine, and we will have hors d'oeuvres, wonderful food from several local places, as well as some local music. And then Saturday is the main shopping day. Everything in the house is for sale. You should come down and get yourself something wonderful for your home.
Thank you so much. I love your enthusiasm and your support for local artists. One more thing, I want you to tell the listeners how you manage to sell local art.
Well, I am an artist myself, but I typically cower when somebody points at one of my paintings and says, oh, I really like this. And I have a very hard time selling myself. And I know that's the case for most artists. And since I am such an art lover, all different styles, having it in my store, being able to talk with my customers about art lets me maybe enlighten them a little bit on something that they might not know. I can pick up on what they're looking at, whether it's the colors or the textures or the theme. I feel like I can be a great sponsor for artists and just really be able to talk with people about what a wonderful piece that they would be purchasing and bringing into their home.
Thank you so much, Alyssa.
Frugal House, a fundraising event for the North State Symphony. It's happening the 9th and 10th of June, and you can find out more by going to the North State Symphony's website, northstatesymphony.org. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio. Very, very, very fine house with two cats.
flowers in the vase that you bought today.